When people think of 20th century architect Le Corbusier, they probably think of concrete buildings or his pronouncement that a house should be a machine for living in. They might be surprised to find that his final project was a steel and glass pavilion built in a leafy lakeside park in Zurich. It's a startling sight, especially as it sits next to a grand stone mansion that epitomises the bourgeois banking culture of the city. It's like two buildings for a start, with a huge overarching roof, a double parasol, as Le Corbusier called it, one sloping upward, the other downward, that shelters the pavilion itself. This is a cubic two-story structure with large panels of glass or primary coloured enamel, giving it the look of stacked boxes. The pavilion's interior is a flexible space with a large basement for exhibitions. Le Corbusier's famous steamship aesthetic is never far away, with a funnel-like central column, rounded doorways, a roof terrace like a promenade deck, and an obvious pleasure taken in displaying the nuts and bolts of the steel framework. It remains remarkable and timeless. The building was commissioned by art collector and interior decorator Heidi Weber, who had fallen in love with his work. She had displayed his sketches in her small gallery, buying them for herself when none sold. And then in 1962, she invited the architect to design a small pavilion to display her collection. Le Corbusier had designed exhibition pavilions before, from the cubist Pavillon de l'Esprit Nouveau for Paris's great Art Deco exhibition of 1925, which was deemed so shocking that the organiser erected a wall around it, to a futuristic tent-like pavilion for the 1958 Expo in Brussels. Although born in Switzerland, he maintained a love-hate relationship with the place, finding it ungenerous in its acceptance of his ideas. He'd settled in France in 1917 and taken French nationality in 1930. Little of his was built in Switzerland. His earliest buildings in his hometown, a modest house for his parents in 1923 and a block of flats in Geneva in 1928. And so Weber's commission was something of a homecoming, which is why perhaps he designed something so totally different. For Weber, it was the result of endless battles with the city's authorities. She was unpopular with the Swiss establishment for her vocal support of women's rights, helping ensure that Swiss women got the right to vote at last in 1971. The pavilion, though, was a tourist draw card for the city, and when the 50-year lease was up, Weber was booted out and paid a fraction of the value of the building. It's now been renovated and renamed, no longer the Heidi Weber Museum, but the Pavillon Le Corbusier. Maybe Le Corbusier was right all along, and the ungenerous side of Switzerland persists, but his pavilion remains a jewel box of modern architecture, and a reminder of the power of a passionate vision.